Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazinha. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazinha. I want to share with you chapter 1 of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you, and I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations." Then Jeremiah said, "O Lord my God, behold, I don't know how to speak. I'm only a youth." And the Lord said to me, "Don't say that I'm only a youth. To all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." We had a synod in the Catholic Church in the year 2018, and Pope Francis said, "The youth aren't just the future of the church. The youth are the right now of the church." And that came home to me in a very special way. One time I was preaching a parish mission in Louisiana. And right after the mission, I had given a talk on the Holy Spirit. These two young teenagers came up to me, two young girls, and they came up to me and said, "Father Cedric, we love what you had to say about the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit is present and the Spirit comes to anoint us and give us a new birth." And they said, "We want you to come and speak at our high school." And I said, "What high school?" And they said, "St. Scholastica Academy in Covington, Louisiana." And there were 700 girls there, and I told them about Jesus, and I said, "Don't be afraid and realize your potential and be fruitful," and everything went great. And after my talk, this is what really touched me. These two young girls, who were both freshmen in high school, got up there in front of all their peers, the seniors, the juniors, the sophomores, the freshmen, 700 girls, and they gave a witness. These teenagers gave a witness to what Jesus meant in their life. And I was sitting right behind them, and I thought to myself, when I was their age, when I was a freshman in high school, I went to a public high school. I never would have ever given any type of a witness in front of my peers because, number one, I didn't know who Jesus was at that time, and number two, I was too afraid. But the courage and the eloquence and the dignity that these girls showed me confirmed just what I said. Our young people are the now of the church. I realize that most of the people that watch my programs are a bit older. Some of you are in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s, but I do get letters from young people. And I know that some of you are watching, and I want to confirm you and strengthen you and help you to realize that as God chose Jeremiah and he said, "Don't say I'm too young," we need your witness. We need you. We need you to proclaim the gospel. People need to see young people who are on fire for Jesus. I know that young people go on retreats to the University of Steubenville, and some of the most dynamic congregations that I've ever spoken to are young people because there's such an openness and such a hunger and such a desire for more of God. One of the letters that I got was from a young lady, 8 years old, and she said, "Father, my name is Anne Margaret, and I'm 8 years old. And I watched you during the Mass with my mom and dad, and I saw you on TV, and we really liked what you had to say and the way that you said it. We started watching your show, Live with Passion, and we really liked that too. What you do for people is special. And Anne Margaret, what you did for me is special with your encouragement." 8 years old. Say not, I'm too young. God is speaking to our young people and anointing our young people, just like he did the prophet Jeremiah. For such a time as this, and when I say such a time as this, what do I mean? Our young people are being barraged. They are being pulled in all kinds of different directions. I think about what happened recently in Houston, Texas, where I live. There was a rapper named Travis Scott who had a concert, 50,000 people at this concert. And unfortunately, there was a big crush toward the stage and 9 of our young people got killed. Hundreds of others got injured. And in a way, I think that's kind of like a facsimile about what evil is trying to do to our young people, to crush them and to kill them and to draw them away from God. They are being crushed on all sides. And there are other things coming against our youth. We all have heard about the school shootings, the violence in our very schools, including grade schools. Some time ago in Connecticut that happened. And then there's drugs and the alcohol and the addictions, idols, music, which isn't all that bad, but some of the lyrics of the music is pulling our youth away from God, iPhones, premarital sex, computers, pornography. It's our culture crushing and suffocating our young people. The church, and this is why we had a synod a few years ago for young people. I'm talking about the Pope, bishops, priests, and young people from around the world gathered to talk about young people and about youth and about how we can engage them and how we can apply church teachings, apply the gospel to their life. I cut my teeth as a youth minister. For years, I was a youth minister in St. Louis, Missouri, and other places in Missouri. I tried my best to, kind of like a hen with its chicks, try to gather them in. I wanted them to encounter grace, to come to know Jesus in a deep personal way. And I had a core group of young people when I was a youth minister. I saw such goodness, such talent, such sincerity, such honesty. I want our youth to be fruitful, to realize the talents and the gifts and the potential that's in you and to bring it to fruition, to be fruitful. I want you, and I'm hoping that you will come into a deep personal relationship with God. Most of you are older. I realize that. I know the demographics of those who are watching my programs. Well, you have children and grandchildren. And I'm going to offer you a book that I wrote because I was a youth minister. And it's called God's Not Boring. See, the church has to proclaim who God really is. A God that's not boring. A God that's passionate. Everything that you like, music, everything that is beautiful, sports, everything that makes you happy is what God created. And if God can create that, think of what more there's going to be in heaven. We have to proclaim the majesty, the passion, the beauty of God in a way that engages our young people, in a way that's relevant to our young people. During the synod, they had a survey, and they surveyed young people, and they said, they being the Pope and the bishops, our leaders wanted them to be completely honest, and they got some completely honest answers about the church and what the church is like, and is it meeting their needs? Some of the answers were, yes, it is. The liturgies are beautiful, and To some degree, it's engaging, but listen to some of the other things that our young people said when they were surveyed. The celebration of Mass, these are Catholic young people, the celebration of Mass seems dead. Ouch. I love our church. I'm a Catholic priest. I've been a priest for 30 years. I want our church, I want our liturgies, I want our celebrations to be alive, to engage our young people. We have an opportunity to draw them in, an opportunity to have them come to a relationship with God in a deeper personal way. We can't lose them, because if we lose them as young people, we may never get them back. And then someone else said about youth ministry, this is young people, and there were many other replies. Again, this is the synod for young people that happened in the year 2018, and the follow-up that happened after, there was an apostolic exhortation called Christ is Alive, and that was written by Pope Francis. But one of the other young people said, there's too many projects. We want friendship with Jesus. I love that. There's too many projects. There's too much stuff. There's too much fat going on. Give us Jesus. I remember the daughter of Billy Graham always talks about, just give us Jesus. One time I was at a Christmas Mass. I was on retreat, sitting out in the pews, young people in front of me, one young lady with her mother, couldn't help but notice them. Sorry to say, the Mass was really not engaging at all. It was very, not a lot of energy or enthusiasm. Right after the homily, the teenage girl said to her mother, Mom, I didn't get anything out of that. And I felt so bad. I wanted to pour grace into her. I felt bad because Christmas was such a great opportunity, and she and other young people were there, and I wanted them to get so much more than what they got. And the same thing happened to me as a young person, born and brought up Catholic. I was baptized as an infant and confirmed in the eighth grade. And I felt like church, Mass, Catholicism, I know there's a billion Catholics and everything, but it wasn't meeting my needs. It wasn't engaging me. It wasn't speaking to me. It seemed like whatever the priest was saying up there, it's like, he wasn't talking Latin, but it felt like another language. And I just wasn't getting it. Now, I'm not lambasting the church. I told you I'm a Catholic priest. I've been a priest for 30 years. I want us to get better. I was a youth minister. My heart, my ministry is for young people. I want them to encounter God. And I'm that way because when I was younger, I didn't encounter God, because at my confirmation that I was telling you about in the eighth grade, I fell away. Fell away because it just wasn't meeting my needs. I didn't feel anything. The words that they were speaking seemed like gobbledygook. It just didn't work. Well, thanks be to God, I came back. And God was speaking to me in many different ways through the play Godspell, the movie Jesus of Nazareth, Billy Graham Crusades, religious programming on television. I would wake up in the morning and I would hear a voice, you're not satisfied, you're missing something. That voice of my conscience was the voice of God speaking in me. Now, I remember having a religious experience. The Holy Spirit touched me in a very beautiful way as I started to surrender my life to Christ. And if you are a young person and your religion doesn't seem to be working for you, Catholic or non-Catholic, whoever you are, well, I'm praying that you will make your individual, personal commitment to Christ. And as you do, He will speak to you too. And I'm praying that He'll speak to you right now through this program. I'm sharing my heart with you. Once I was touched by God, I tried coming back to the Catholic Church. And again, it didn't seem to be meeting my needs. Here I am, a 20-year-old young man, trying to find my way, trying to find a place that would engage me. That didn't work. So I tried other denominations. One of the reasons why I'm very ecumenical, many of my donors and my partners are not Catholic, and I understand why, because I'm not so much proclaiming Catholicism as the only way, although I believe it, it's the fullness. It has word and sacrament, apostolic succession, has the history, 2,000 years directly from the apostles. But I'm not so much proclaiming that you need to be Catholic. I hope you will be. But if you're not, what I'm proclaiming is your relationship with Jesus. And that's why people of all denominations are supporting me. I tried other denominations. I went to non-denominational churches, and I know what they're all about. I've been to many of them. I've been to Baptist churches and Lutheran churches and Methodist churches, and they all had something good, some element of truth, but I also noticed that none of them had the fullness of truth. I came back to Catholicism, and I heard this saying one time that really touched my life. Better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. And what I was doing was, oh, that's not engaging. I don't like the music. They're not talking to me. I was cursing the darkness. And what God was telling me was the same thing that he was saying to Jeremiah. Don't say you're too young. I will send you to whom I will send you. In other words, God was saying to me, instead of cursing the darkness, be a light in the church. I said, okay, I'm going to make a move. I'm going to get involved. That's what I'm hoping for our young people. You are the church. Like those two young ladies, those two teenagers, be bold, be courageous. I went to a World Youth Day one time, and this was in Denver. Pope, now Saint John Paul II, started these World Youth Days because the popes are realizing, as we all know, we have to engage our young people, not just so that the church will go on, but because we love our young people. We want them to come to know God. Anyway, I'm in Denver, probably 750,000 people, many of whom were teenagers at World Youth Day. And our Pope challenged us to be fearless, to go out into the streets, to be peer ministers, to be courageous like those two young teenagers and proclaim the gospel to each other. And I thought that was so beautiful. And that's exactly what needs to happen. So I made a move and I got involved. I started off as a youth minister, as I said, in St. Louis and other places in Missouri, trying to get our young people, because I was younger at the time. And then after that, I became a priest. And now for the last 30 years, I've been preaching the gospel on television, as well as in person, writing books. And mostly my hearers are older, and I understand that, but my heart is for teenagers and young people. Come on back. The church is there for you. When I say the church, I mean the truths of the church, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that there is life after death, that you were born to experience eternity in heaven with God. And don't miss that. There's a crush. Those nine teenagers were killed at that concert, and the devil, evil, is trying to crush you from your destiny, which is eternal life. And I want you not to be crushed and killed. I am praying as a Catholic priest, a shepherd of your soul, that you will come to eternal life and come to know the beauty of the gospel. One time I was preaching in Orlando, Florida. There must have been 1,000 people out there at Mass. And after I'm preaching, I'm walking down the aisle, and this young man grabs me and says, Father, can I talk with you? And I went and I talked with him. Here's this young man, he's probably 16 years old, gold chain, reminded me of the rich young man that came up to Jesus. What do I got to do to have life? And Jesus told him what to do, invited him to follow Jesus. So talked to the young man, and this is what he said. He said, "Father," he said, "this church is beautiful." And it was St. Stephen's Church in Orlando, big, rich, beautiful sound system, marble sanctuary, had all the trappings. And I agreed with him. I said, "Yeah, it's beautiful." He said, "Well, my parents have poured thousands and thousands of dollars into the building fund. They talk about it all the time." And he said, "Week after week, they drag me to Mass, drag me to Mass." And he said, "I don't know the God to whom this building was built. I don't know the God that we worship. But today you were talking about how we can have something real with God. And I want that." I saw such desire and hunger in his eyes. And I see that in our young people. That's why my heart reaches out to you, because you can have that. And God is calling you. God is calling our young people. We need vocations. Some of you are being called to ministry, to priesthood, to the sisterhood. And it's a vocation of infinite value and tremendous purpose and meaning. But even if you're not called to ministry, God is calling you to eternal life. Say not, "I'm too young, I'll do that later in life." You may not get to later in life. Those nine young people that were crushed, some of them were 14, 15 years old. And it happens all the time. You can't bank on tomorrow. You have to seize the moment. I told that young man, I said, "You make a surrender to Jesus, you stay with that hunger and thirst, and you watch what happens, because God is faithful." The same God that called Jeremiah and said, "Don't say you're too young." The same God that has called me to have religious experiences and proclaim the truth. The same God that called those two young girls to bear witness in front of all those teenagers is the same God that's calling you, no matter your age. Maybe you're 8, maybe you're 88, calling you to eternal life, calling you to be a witness. We have some Passionist saints in my community. I'm a Passionist religious and priest. You've probably all heard of St. Maria Goretti. She was just a young girl, and some young man tried to rape her. Rather than being raped, she gave her life. She was murdered rather than being raped. St. Maria Goretti, she believed in purity and integrity, and what a witness she was and is. And then I think about St. Gabriel Pacente, one of our Passionist saints. He was kind of a rabble-rouser as a young man. He was called the dancer. He loved partying. He loved women. He loved fine clothes. Well, one day there was a procession of the Virgin Mary at church. Talk about the church engaging our young people. And during that procession of the icon of the Virgin Mary, as the icon went past him, he heard a voice, "Why are you still in the world?" Remember what I said about the world, our society, it crushes our young people. Now, there are some blessings, of course, and opportunity, but the ethos, the culture of death, as John Paul II called it, crushes and tries to kill. Gabriel, after hearing that voice, committed his life to Christ, didn't want to be a dancer anymore, gave his life to Christ and joined the Passionists. And he so committed himself to holiness, to living with virtue, and to being fruitful. Although he died of tuberculosis at age 23, 24, just a young man, he was canonized a saint. In fact, in Italy, there is a shrine for young people, trying to engage our young people, that is one of the largest shrines in Italy. And Italy has a lot of shrines. It's called the Shrine of St. Gabriel in Italy, where thousands and thousands of young people come and hopefully receive the Holy Spirit in a deep relationship with Christ. That voice was Gabriel's own voice, yet it was God speaking to him. The voice that I heard in the morning was my voice, yet it was God speaking to me. The voice that Jeremiah heard, "Don't say that you're too young," was his voice, yet it was God speaking to him. And do you hear the voice of God right now? speaking to you through television, no matter your age. Young, don't say I'm too young, and don't say I'm too old. God is speaking to you right now, calling you, inviting you to a deep personal relationship. You are the church. The church isn't just brick and mortar, it's flesh and blood. It's you and me. And I pray that you will get involved, and for the leaders of the church that may be watching, bishops, priests, lay leaders, youth ministers, I pray that God will anoint you to engage our young people ever more fully. And for the young people that are watching, that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit in grace. And as God spoke to Jeremiah, God is calling you too. And don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.